That's interesting that you say that because at the core of my personal philosophy, if I will, that identity, when I say identity, I mean who we are, understanding who we are as individuals, is the engine of everything because it drives how we show up in the world. It drives our beliefs. It drives our philosophies. It drives how we run our business. It drives how we treat people. It drives how we show up in relationship and all those different things. And I'm curious, and I'm going somewhere with this question. As a kinesiologist shifting to astrology, your identity doesn't necessarily change in terms of who you are as a human, but how you manifest and how you output and how you create shifts. So how did you go from I'm a kinesiologist offering value to the world to suddenly I'm doing astrology offering value to the world so that you clearly were able to articulate and understand how you wanted to show up in the world?
I'll be honest with you, there was no bridge. There was only a leap. And so one day I walked in. It was actually right at the new year, January of 2010. I walked in and I said, I'm done. And I left. And it was the best leap that I have ever made. And everyone who told me that you need to find a legitimate job or work for somebody else has been proven wrong over the course of the last 15 years.
Welcome, Third Rock listeners, to the Branding Laboratory. I'm your host, Devo, Chief Experience Officer for the Brand Storyteller and the Fusion Creative Brands. And each week, I have the privilege of speaking with extraordinary leaders and entrepreneurs who are reshaping the way industries work. These conversations go way beyond the surface to explore the core philosophies, the lessons, and the challenges that define the brands that we admire today. And one of the greatest rewards of this podcast is the opportunity to share the insights of some of the brightest minds in business, people who are passionate about pushing boundaries and redefining what's possible. And as I always say, the stories we tell are the brands we build. And this show is a testament to the power of that concept. Let's dive in. Well, welcome to the Brand Laboratory, and really excited to get to know you a little bit more and have some meaningful conversations with you, Alexandra. Just a lot of different questions I have around who you are and what you do. And I'm just sort of reading through your press kit a couple of days ago. Astrologer Royale, is that your social handle, or is that who what you call yourself, or is that your business?
So that's my business. And so I have been operating under Astrologer Royale for about 15 years now.
We have a lot of similarities in that space in terms of I'm not dealing with astrology, but one of the things that I find when I'm working with in my branding world is that there's this massive misconception on what branding actually is, for starters. Most people think it's just a shiny new logo. And so, but I've taken it a step further, and there's a bit of existentialism, which is now refreshing why I was drawn to you. I found you. I'm the one who found you, I think, on Instagram, right? I think I reached out to you. And as I was sort of drawn to sort of your, you have a soul-driven approach, but there's a lot of pragmatic principles to what you do. So I think I was drawn to sort of your words around that. And I think that's why we resonated. But anyhow, sorry. I digress. Continue.
Oh, it's all good. And so I started doing astrology readings. I'd been doing them on the side, and then finally I decided it's time to take a leap. I'm tired of working as a kinesiologist, and more than anything, I was tired of not being able to help in the way that I knew I could. It's not like the healthcare field, is very welcoming of astrology and, you dispensing astrological advice. So I was like, you know what? I'll just dispense with being a kinesiologist and I'm going to do what I want to do anyways.
How open are people to this sort of stuff?
Oh my gosh. People are amazingly open. You would be surprised. Inside of everyone is a philosopher. There's always parts of people that are seeking answers. And even, I've even stood toe to toe with people who claim to be, atheist or not spiritual and that kind of thing. But when you actually have like a really good conversation with those people and you discover what their personal philosophy is, because everybody has one, they start to open up in ways that you wouldn't expect. If you just take them for that surface no, then you're never going to get anywhere with them. But when you make that genuine connection with someone and you really have an engaging conversation with them, you'd be surprised at how open they become to exploring things outside of their current belief zone.
What is your personal philosophy?
Oh my gosh. Well, My personal philosophy is that within every one of us is the divine.
You think that people are inherently good?
Absolutely.
So,
99.9% of people are good.
what was that
However,
number? I'm sorry. Oh, no, I
99.9%
thought you said 89. I'm like, wow, what's the variance here?
99.9% of people are good. Now, does that mean that we always make good choices? Well, I mean, free wills is a whole other story, but sometimes we don't always know what good is.
That's interesting that you say that because at the core of my personal philosophy, if I will, that identity, when I say identity, I mean who we are, understanding who we are as individuals, is the engine of everything because it drives how we show up in the world. It drives our beliefs. It drives our philosophies. It drives how we run our business. It drives how we treat people. It drives how we show up in relationship and all those different things. And I'm curious, and I'm going somewhere with this question, as a kinesiologist shifting to astrology, your identity doesn't necessarily change in terms of who you are as a human, but how you manifest and how you output and how you create shifts. So how did you go from I'm a kinesiologist offering value to the world to suddenly I'm doing astrology offering value to the world so that you clearly were able to articulate and understand how you wanted to show up in the world?
I'll be honest with you, there was no bridge. There was only a leap. And so one day I walked in. It was actually right at the new year, January of 2010. I walked in and I said, I'm done. And I left. And it was the best leap that I have ever made. And everyone who told me that you need to find a legitimate job or work for somebody else has been proven wrong over the course of the last 15 years.
In terms of astrology and what you do, if you wouldn't mind, could you just break down specifically who do you work with? What type of people do you prefer to work with? What's your zone of genius? When you're delivering this astrology, what exactly are you doing? What are you doing predictions? Are you using models? Is it intuition? Like, talk me through a little bit of some of the work that you do.
Absolutely. So most of my clients are actually entrepreneurs themselves. So I started off doing, natal chart readings for the general public where people are looking to know thyself. You were talking about your own personal philosophy earlier, Devo, and all I can think of is know thyself, which is the beginning and end of all spiritual knowledge. And so that was how I initially worked with people. However, colleagues of mine who were looking to start their own healing businesses or start their own businesses, they saw how I had bloomed and expanded in a relatively short time, and they wanted to know how I did it. So I ended up moving into forecasting, which was the tool that I had been using for myself in the background, where I would look at what are called planetary transits and how they were affecting my own chart. And so there were times where I would use planetary transits to do sales. There, actual like discount sales, for example. Or there were times where I would use those planetary transits for media and attention, or to reach back and connect with old clients and old customers who I had worked with, where I would use other aspects to go out and do prospecting and look for potential connections and collaborations that I could do. So those were all things that I had done in the background. And those were ways that I had used astrology as a service-based business. But I also work with product-based businesses as well. And so as people started coming to me wanting to know how I did it, that was when I started journeying into forecasting. And primarily I work with entrepreneurs now. And there's two primary services in which I work with them. And so the first is that I always start off with that natal chart, essentially to know thyself. And the reason that I start off there is because the creator is in the created. Your business, what you put forth in the world, is a reflection of your own nature.
It's not
And
just your business, is it? It's everything, literally, how you treat people, how they treat you back. Everything's just a reflection, isn't it?
And the strengths of your business are really going to be a reflection of your strengths and where you're not as strong in terms of personal wisdom or even necessarily where you pay attention, because sometimes it's not necessarily about a strength. It's about other aspects of your own nature are predominant and demand more attention. And so in those other areas of strength, wisdom, talents, as well as what we could call weaknesses, which are really just unsupported strengths, that reflects in how you manage yourself, you manage your business, how you manage your personal life. And this is really important because none of us exists in a vacuum. So things that affect you and your inner being show up within your business, show up in your health, show up in your personal life. And I mean, as an entrepreneur myself, I understand the struggle because absolutely your business can take over your life. And so sometimes you need that assistance to be able to manage everything and maintain your own sanity in the process.
So this natal chart and knowing thyself in terms of forecasting, reading. I think a lot of people are going to hear astrology and they're going to get this impression of something a little bit woo-woo, a little bit spiritual. That's somebody wearing a tin hat, that sort of stuff. So how have you moved away from that impression that most people have for that?
Oh my gosh, whenever I look at Instagram, I don't even bother with TikTok. They've made such a travesty of astrology. And so when I speak to my clients and entrepreneurs, I always refer back to the origins of astrology. So the origins of astrology actually come from a mythological figure who is, an actual figure as well. His name was Hermes Trismegistus. And Hermes Trismegistus was the founder
I'm
of
reading Toth right
astrology.
now, by the way.
Yeah, and Thoth as well. Thoth was another name by which he was known. And so Hermes Trismegistus invented alchemy, astrology, and theurgy, which was ritual magic. And what many people don't know is that for centuries, royalty, statesmen, military commanders, they all worked with astrologers to assist them in the governance of the kingdom. Because basically, if you're governing a kingdom, kind of like running a business, except just a lot bigger. You still, as an entrepreneur, you have politics, so to speak, in the same way that a kingdom does, in that you need to coordinate with other businesses potentially, as well as your clients. You have potentially supplies that you need. And that was one of the things that the astrologer would often govern, provide guidance to with the king in terms of what kind of weather are we going to be expecting this year? What kind of alliances can we make? Is there conflict, which if we adapt that to a business situation, we would call competition. What's the competition like? Can we make strategic partnerships and alliances? Are we going to have supply issues this year? And so astrologers served statesmen, military commanders, and royalty for hundreds of years. Alexander the Great, he had Aristotle at his side. Aristotle was an astrologer who had been guiding him and pointing out the blind spots in his own nature to ensure that his own nature didn't become the downfall of his kingdom.
You're working and helping founders make smarter moves, more intelligent moves with personality insights, timing, that sort of stuff, using star matrices that are aligned to sort of like you call in our natal charts. Is that sort of a fair assessment?
Yes, that is absolutely a fair assessment.
It's really interesting, and I'm just curious your opinion on it. There are a lot of crossovers to what you and I both do. I think that's why I was drawn to your work. We both help people better understand themselves so they can make better decisions. And I use my target audience is anybody who's at an inflection point in their life. And that can be, as you just talked, it can be various stages, whether you're starting something else, a new product line, all those different things. And we're both working on this sort of identity crisis, if you will, or an understanding of who you are so that you can make better, more informed decisions. I find that when I was trying to launch this new model of my business, I thought I was targeting early entrepreneurs, but I found that a lot of times early entrepreneurs didn't have the money, the resources to invest in themselves or the knowledge to invest in themselves and sort of see the writing on the wall, right? You have to spend money to make money type of a concept, if you will. So how did you get around that model so that because it's you kind of work with a lot of different areas, it sounds like.
Going to be honest with you, that wasn't necessarily a challenge that I encountered too much in the
Interesting.
beginning. I think perhaps because I have quite an international circle around me, and so my clients are all over the world. So I have a lot of entrepreneurs that I work with in America, in the UK, in different parts of Europe, and so I guess I could say that I was really lucky that I stumbled into a circle, because I get a lot of referrals, Devo. So in the beginning, especially back in 2010, I wasn't growing because of Instagram or Facebook or anything like that. I grew because of word of mouth.
If I were to work with you, what would I walk away with? What's the zone of genius that you're delivering to me?
Greater insight into timing. And so what I mean by that, greater executive function. So there are times where you're going to want to be proactive about every part of your business. Now, Devo, you're doing more of a service-based business. So things like supplies and suppliers and this kind of thing don't necessarily apply to the kind of business that you have. But if I was working with you, Devo, my zone of genius would be working with you to coordinate times for media and promotion. What are the times where being seen is going to pay off? And I'm talking down to the hour.
Wow.
Right. So media and promotion. What are the times that you're going to want to reach back and connect with old, I don't want to call them customers, old clients? And recultivate those relationships to generate referrals, to get feedback, to collect testimonials, because all of these things absolutely contribute to a brand. What are the times that you're going to want to attend events, and get your face up on a public stage? Because some astrological events favor things like sales and marketing and that kind of thing, whereas others indicate what I would call the in-person magic, where someone needs to be in your aura, and as they meet you and they're in your aura, they feel the hook, right? And so working with that divine timing. Now, if I was dealing with somebody who has more of a product-based business, this is also time where I would look at things like keeping ahead of supplies and suppliers, regulating your manufacturing processes, making sure that everything is good, product system and testing. There's times to do it, there's times not to. If you're implementing new software or new processes, there's times to do that, there's times that you don't do that. And so as I work with my clients, my zone of genius is to keep them ahead of everything, ahead of the curve, so that they are not caught off by surprise of random events. And also that they are taking advantage of every possible window so that they get more sales.
A lot of what you're doing sounds very tactical, and this is operating in a very traditionally mystical field. How do you bridge that sort of, because I'm assuming there's still some mysticism involved in what you're doing, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
So how do those two sort of, how do those two coincide? How do those interact? Because a lot of times people will be like, there's one side of that, I'm just going to stick to this pragmatic principle side, and the other people know I like the spirituality, the woo-woo side. Like, how do those two, in your opinion, sort of mesh?
Well, here's the thing. Energy is behind reality. That's the truth. This is where what we call the Hermetic teachings come from. And so one of the most famous maxims of Hermes Trismegistus was as above, so below. As things are in the spiritual world, so they manifest in the physical. And so this is why I tell you, I told you earlier that the creator is in the created. Whatever comes to be is right. And I don't mean right morally. I mean according to the energy and ingredients that you have poured into it. So if I pour milk and flour and eggs into something, I'm not going to get a steak.
So I guess where I was going with that is there's a lot of common misconceptions that people have about your industry, right?
Oh,
And
totally.
I mean, just, and I was having a conversation with Marielle before the show, kind of going through, the mystical side of things versus the more practical, pragmatic, tactical approach that you take, which is very thoughtful and well thought out and well planned out, and there's like logistics to it. But what's the biggest misconception that you have faced so far in running this business?
That misconception literally exists in social media. And I'm sure you'll appreciate it when I say this, but Devo, whoever tells the story the loudest is often the one who dictates perception. And
Say that again.
So whoever tells the story the loudest is the one who dictates perception. And in the case of astrology, a lot of it has been overtaken by, I guess, what I would call ego-driven marketing. Because I mean, Devo, I'm sure you know this, people want to hear about themselves.
Funny.
They do.
I was just having a sort of a round table on this, how a lot of times when you're in conversation with people, and I have to catch myself from time to time because especially in a podcast, because I'm sort of thinking about the matriculation of my questions. But if you're just in a simple conversation with somebody, it's not very often that you find that they're actually listening to the conversation itself and then responding to whatever you said. You can literally, like, if you stop and watch, you can literally see them matriculating their next question, whatever that might be, and whether it's about themselves or something else. But it's an interesting it's an interesting conversation around how do you listen, offer advice, but still be practical in the conversation. So anyhow, I didn't mean to interrupt. Continue.
Oh, no, it's all good. And you are so right about that. You really want to have a good conversation with somebody. A lot of times, if you just ask a couple questions about them, they will just love you to bits and pieces because people want to be witnessed. And so out there in the world, the personality aspects of astrology have really been emphasized, and there's been some really keen marketers who really pushed it to women about relationships, and these kinds of people shouldn't date these kinds of people, and I find it a little bit mind-boggling because it's so far of a deviant from what the original nature and teachings of astrology were. And so if you go back and read Hermes Trismegistus, or if you go and read Astronomica by Marcus Manilius, which is one of the oldest surviving astrological texts that we have, they all talk about how astrology was our pathway back to the divine, and that we have a divine nature. And so the biggest misconception that I have fought and that I'm on a personal mission of fighting is for astrology itself, because it is not how the zodiac signs get drunk. It's not about who you should date and shouldn't date according to your zodiac sign. It is not comedy, which is what it's become in a lot of aspects of media. And don't get me wrong, I do have a sense of humor. I do enjoy comedy, but the conception that that's all that it is and nothing more. Is something that I have chosen to fight, because that misconception has kept astrology and is literally going to change the face of astrology into something that it's not.
You'll work with any type of individual who's looking for just some clarity on any sorts of topics, not just business related. Is that correct?
So I do also work with people in a personal capacity. And so one of my other areas that I actually do work with is relationships. And so I do astrological synastry.
What is that?
Astrological synastry is where you look at the compatibility between two people based on their individual chart, not based on their astrological signs.
I'm assuming that you have a lot of different types of outcomes with the clients that you work with, but at the end of the day, and I don't like the word success, but at the end of the day, with all of the people that you have worked with and affected in one way or another, is there sort of a bottom line impact that you make with them?
The bottom line impact, and I guess I could say the area where I see the most success with my clients, especially is when I work with them in terms of marketing and visibility. And so when I forecast for my clients and I tell them, these are your times for promotion, marketing, that kind of thing, or this is your time to be seen in the public, to be visible, to have your face out there so that people can actually interact and connect with you. This is when my clients come back to me and report the absolute most success.
So there's optimal windows for this, is what I'm hearing you say.
There's optimal windows for it.
For reflection, for visibility, for different aspects of running your business and your life.
Absolutely.
Your biggest impact is helping people at different inflection points of their life. So
Yeah.
now is a time for more visibility, which means you need to pour into your marketing, or now is a time for your PR. So I'm asking, in your model of how you work with people, are there specific columns of or stratifications of visibility, reflection, get to work, put your nose to the grindstone, yada, yada? And, or do you have a model around that, or is it just sort of each person is uniquely different?
Yes, marketing is one of them. Visibility is one of them. But are you talking about like a specific timeline that I move people through?
Well, I'm just wondering, in every person's life,
Yeah.
because what I'm hearing you say, and I'm just trying to better understand this, in my life, for example, there is a model that applies to me based upon astrological readings, correct? Within that model itself, there are times or spaces or stratifications of more exposure, more deep down internal reflection, or spend money or conserve money. Like, are there different models that we all go through that are standardized?
So yes and no. So yes, in terms of there are age-based astrological aspects. And so there are certain ones that actually coincide with what we could call the midlife crisis.
Interesting.
So sometimes I do need to guide people on those because quite a few of the entrepreneurs that I work with are often trying to launch their business while they're in that time frame of the midlife crisis. And so guiding them based on that so that they're not making poor choices and burning bridges and that kind of thing is important, right? But what I would tell you, Devo, is that there is no singular thing that is the only important thing at a given time. Because right now, you could have positive aspects that are influencing marketing of your business. You could have positive aspects that are telling you to get out there and start dating. You could have positive aspects that are saying that it's time for you to work on and improve your health, right? Or there could be other aspects that say the reverse. Maybe there's something coming that you need to be aware of and you need to work on your health. And so when I work with my clients, I need them to understand that there's multiple forces that are happening, and I need to understand what their priorities are so that we can work on what matters and use what matters. It is not just that the universe dictates what you do when, it's that we're going to use the winds to fill your sails according to your priorities.
There's variability, and it's unique for every individual.
Exactly. Because no two charts are alike, just like no
Interesting.
two natures are alike. And so as the planets continue to move and they make these geometric angles to your chart, that is when they open up different windows of opportunity or windows of challenge and learning. And so when I work with my clients, I need them to understand what they are dealing with. And some people, according to their chart, get everything all at once. And then they go through periods of smoothness, if they have a very focused chart. And other people have more of a varied chart. There's space between the planets. And so they encounter things on a fairly regular basis. And this is also something for them to understand because that also goes according to their nature.
Interesting. I'd like to have a follow-up conversation with you on how a planetary alignment is directly correlated with all of the different synergies that we as humans go through.
Oh, so my big passion, I do this every year. I do a forecast for the world. And in that, I delve into what are the key themes that we are going to be experiencing. And so, I'm going to kind of time this right now, but we're at the beginning of December here, and 2026 is around the corner. And there are some major planetary shifts that are happening in 2026. So Saturn and Neptune are both moving into Aries. We've got Uranus moving into Gemini. Pluto's been in Aquarius for a while. And so there's a lot of what's called masculine energy that is resurging in astrology. And we have had a lot of feminine energy for basically the last 7 years.
Interesting.
And so we're in this spot now where it's time for things to take off. And so if anybody is listening to this right now and you haven't started that business that you've always wanted to, and you know, the entrepreneur inside you is waking up, 2026 is the year to do it.
Why?
Well, drive and initiative is the energy of the planet.
And that's a more female energy.
No, that's actually the masculine energy.
So we've been operating in a female energy and we're shifting into a more masculine energy?
Exactly.
Huh. I've
Exactly.
read it. I've read it the other way around. So I guess I don't know how I read that. I've read that we are moving into a more feminine, energetic vortex.
I'm not sure what that's based on. It's definitely not based on astrology itself.
Well, and I'm not saying that it is. You're obviously the source for this. And where I was going with this, and I just recently read this, and I'll share the article with you, but it was centered around for roughly the last several hundred years, we've been at war in one way or another, and war is a masculine energy, and we're now moving, transitioning out of this war model where the worst is yet to come, from what I understand. At least in this reading, but we're moving to a more enlightened feminine energy, which is the source of Mother Earth, which she's like feminine by nature. But this is the reading I'm telling you about. So that's the reference point. Is that not accurate according to you?
Well, I'll be honest with you, without understanding what their source is, I can't really say. But what
I'll
I
find the
will
article.
tell you, but what I will tell you is that are we lo moving into a more enlightened phase? Absolutely. And I'd say that we're starting to come to a place where we need more of what's called the divine union. And that is the harmonization of both. And so we're in a swing right now where the outer planets, which very much affect our social structures and public perception and public values, are swinging over towards the masculine. And that's really going to indicate that we value drive, that we value initiative, that we value productivity. And so for the last 7 years, you know, and I can extend it even back a little bit further, basically 14, we've been in this space about valuing people based on identity. And being compassionate. However, any energy for too long always swings to extremes. And so now it's just time for that shift back into productivity, because nothing and no one is an endless well of benevolence. And so without abundance, benevolence is not possible.
Well, this has been a fantastic conversation. One final question before you go. What's going on with this Atlas A1 deal thing flying through the sky? Do you know anything about this?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Really?
No.
Come on. Google Atlas meteorite, comet, spaceship, whatever it is. It's been hurtling through space for the last several months, and it's apparently on a collision course with us, and some people are saying it's a spaceship, some people saying it's a comet, but it's making adjustments mid-flight, in flight, that are alluding to the fact that it cannot be a meteorite or a comet. That, I mean, I don't know if this is all just like media nonsense or conspiracy nonsense, but I was just curious. But obviously, I'm not going to get the answers from you.
Well, okay.
You need
There
to
are,
Google it and research it, and I want to follow up with you. I want to know what your opinion
yeah.
on
Oh my
this
gosh. Well,
is.
that I don't know. I think that's more of an alien conversation than astrology.
Yeah, but we're all from the stars.
Well, our nature is of the stars, yes.
Well, I could talk with you a lot about a lot of different things. This is interesting. Thank you for your time today. We got a little off target, but I really appreciate all the things you've shared. And if anybody wants to connect with you, all the show notes will have all of your websites, your URLs, and all the different things. So, any closing thoughts for anybody?
Oh my gosh. Well, like I said, 2026 is a year to just put on your rocket pack and to make things happen.
Brilliant.
And so I wish everyone fortune, blessings, and abundance.
Thanks for tuning in to the Branding Laboratory. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Connect with us on social media for more branding tips and insights. And remember, your story matters. Until next time, keep building and sharing your unique brand story. I'll see you soon. Thanks for tuning in to the Branding Laboratory. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Connect with us on social media for more branding tips and insights. And remember, your story matters. Until next time, keep building and sharing your unique brand story. I'll see you soon.